In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters, on this 28th Sunday after Pentecost. Today's gospel about the healing of the 10 lepers teaches us a valuable lesson about the virtue of thankfulness. It's easy to see why someone would be thankful who has just been healed of such a terrible disease as leprosy, and yet only one man returned to give thanks, a Samaritan. The other 9 lepers were Jews, who, although they had been given the knowledge of the law and the prophets and should have known better, after their miraculous healing, they simply ran off with no further thought for their benefactor. The Holy Fathers see this as an image of how the Jews had forgotten about the spirit of the law and practiced their faith in a superficial and legalistic way, observing only the letter of the law. St. Nikolai Vlimirovich raises the question, why does God seek men's thanks? And why do men give him thanks? The thanks of men will not make God greater, more powerful, more glorious, richer, or more alive, but they will make men all of these things. Man's gratitude will not add anything to God's peace and contentment, but it will add greatly to man's. Thanksgiving to God will in no way change God's state and being, but it will change these in a grateful man. God has no need of our gratitude, nor are our prayers necessary to him. God may not feel the need of our prayers, but he nevertheless tells us to pray. He may not feel the need of our gratitude, but nevertheless demands it of us. The thanksgiving that is nothing other than a form of prayer, a prayer of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to God raises us mortals out of the corruption of mortality, releases us from that from which we must at all sometime be released, whether we will or not, and binds us to God, the living and immortal. If we are not bound to him in this life, then we shall never be in his presence in eternity. Thanksgiving ennobles the thankful and nourishes good works. Thanksgiving inspires benevolence in the world and gives freshness to every virtue. Well, all of us were born into this world helpless, naked, and without anything of our own. Yet God gave us the gift of life and health and many other gifts. He created us in his image and likeness. And despite Adam and Eve's sin of disobedience and the exile from paradise, God did not take away that spark of divinity that is in each person. When our Lord Jesus Christ became incarnate as a man and carried out his ministry on earth, he freed us from our captivity to sin and death and opened the way to salvation for all mankind. For all this, we should be very thankful indeed. St. Isaac the Syrian says that a heart that is continually moved to thanksgiving is a guide that leads the gifts of God to a man. A murmuring disposition, always active in the heart, is a guide that leads trials to the soul. God bears with all the weaknesses of men, but he will not suffer to leave without chastisement a man who murmurs continuously. A mouth that always renders thanks receives a blessing from God, and grace descends into the heart that perseveres in thanksgiving. St. John of Kronstadt said, Jesus Christ, when distributing food, first looked up to heaven, gave thanks, blessed it, and only afterwards broke the bread and distributed it. The Apostle Paul did the same on board ship. So ought we to thank God for our food and drink, as well as for all material blessings, but especially for all spiritual ones. We can easily see the need for and the benefits of always giving thanks to God. In his merciful love for us, he wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Teaching us to be thankful, then, is for our benefit, and God will reward us greatly when we follow his direction. When people become so immersed in worldly concerns and pursuits, it's easy to forget about God, much less taking the time to show gratitude and thanks to him. This is because worldly things, possessions, wealth, fame, and praise from others can never provide true happiness, peace, and fulfillment. Created as we are in God's image, we have a soul and a spirit, but material things are unable to nourish our souls. When we consider some of the famous people today, various, quote, celebrities, who are supposedly role models for everyone to follow, despite all the money and worldly acclaim they've received, many of them are very unhappy. In and out of substance abuse rehab programs, married and divorced over and over again, and some have even committed suicide. This is because money and fame cannot fulfill their souls and spirits. Yet as Orthodox Christians, we can come to church, be forgiven of all our sins in the sacrament of confession, and receive the holy body and blood of Christ. We can experience the true joy and peace and fulfillment from God who created the heavens and the earth. And he gives all this to us freely. All we have to do is make a little effort to try and follow his commandments and come to his church. Brothers and sisters, in this nativity season, let's pray that our Lord will help us to cultivate a grateful heart so that we can give thanks to God who has given us everything and bind ourselves to him, that one day we may join him in his heavenly kingdom. Glory be to our God.